Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to part two of Morning Magazine for this March 22nd, 2023, 10:33 on the clock. And you have your host, James, here. I am joined right now by our friend, Ann Lepek, Director of PR and Fund Development over at the Opportunity Development Center's ODC. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, James.
Good to have you in studio. Good to have you here. How you been?
Thanks. Great. It's always great to be here.
Right away, Ann, I have to tell you, I need one of those sweaters. Those look awesome. Gosh, those look good.
Do you like the color?
I love the color.
Okay.
I don't know if I can pull the color off. I think you can. I don't know if I can, but
right,
I do
well,
like the color.
We'll talk about that.
and I use that as a segue, too, because one of the things that we encourage people to do, not only to be informed and understand all the stuff going on in their ODC, we always appreciate the kind of promoting of the ODC, the support. When you wear a shirt or clothing from the ODC or anything, or something made from Milkweed Market or Ink Splash and some of the things Ann and I are going to talk about, you're not just wearing some cool clothes or having a cool item. You are showing support. You are showing awareness of the ODC and how much that you back the ODC.
Yep, that's correct. Yep, and we really are fortunate to be able to make all of these great items within the walls of at ODC through Ink Splash. So we're able to do all the embroidery, screen printing. So it's really great. And we're offering service online services for businesses to also, you know, not only purchase ODC items, but then also purchase items for your own business as well.
We're going to talk about Milkweed and some ODC events in a moment, but I wanted our kind of headline, our main focus today, if you don't mind, to be a little bit about the ODC's volunteer program.
Yeah. So thanks. So yeah, we really are excited. We've always had a volunteer program, but we really are really beefing that up and really looking at other ways that people want to get involved. You know, there are individuals in the community that want to get involved, but maybe they're not interested in working, but they want to make a difference in people's lives. And so we've worked really hard to put a new program together where we've got a lot of opportunities for anybody in the community to get involved with ODC. I think people typically think, well, I'm not comfortable maybe working with people with disabilities. Well, we've got all kinds of opportunities, whether it's helping in our social enterprises and Ink Splash in Milkweed Market, running a DIY class in Milkweed Market, helping our PR fund development team with events, event planning, social media, web design, helping with groundskeeping. So, you know, we really want people to know that it's more, the volunteer opportunities are more than just supporting individuals with disabilities. It can include that, but it includes so much more, even administrative tasks, helping out in our mental health clinic at the reception desk. So just a real wide variety of things.
I've been familiar with the ODC my whole time here in Wisconsin, and there were things that you mentioned there that I wouldn't have even thought of. So I think you got a really good point there. It is very, very smart and insightful on your guys' part, too. And I think it just speaks to another thing that the ODC is doing that you guys shouldn't have to do, but I appreciate and respect that you do. Putting yourself in other people's shoes is something that I imagine most people at the ODC are pretty good at and do quite a bit. But that's for your clients. Doing it for us, for the community, is very interesting and very insightful and smart. You're right. Not everybody is comfortable around somebody with disabilities, and that can limit your pool of volunteers, but it doesn't have to. If you're smart about it and you adapt to it like you're doing there, I think that's incredibly, and I don't hear that from nonprofits very often. I don't hear that kind of insightful, and I think that's really smart.
Yeah, and we're really hopeful that it also then helps our community further connect with us in what we're doing, but and also get comfortable in, you know, working with people with disabilities, because in the end, we're all just people, right? And we just all have different skills, abilities, interests, and talents. And so it's just getting, it's having that comfort level and
In this day and age, you're not allowed to not be accepting and understanding of somebody, whatever the case may be, their religion, their race, their what have you. You can get canceled real quick doing that. But we don't give people a lot of grace. We don't let people ease into those things.
Right.
I've mentioned this many times, or a couple of times on the air. I am that guy. I am that person. I was raised to be open-minded and have an open heart. Every race, every creed, every religion we read about, we researched, my brother and sister and I, that was something that was very important to our parents. But in no fault of their own, one of the things that kind of slipped through the cracks was people with disabilities. And I can remember being a kid and being in the high rise that we were in, and on the same floor, there was a kid who had cerebral palsy, and I didn't know how to react with him. I overdid it. I always was trying to open doors for him, doing these different things and stuff. And I look back now and I cringe at it. I'm like, oh, I was that guy. I was that, you know. I didn't know any better. I didn't have a lot of experience around it. I was very fortunate that that kid, his mom, took time to kind of let me get to know him and understand a little bit more. We ended up moving. Years and years later, my Aunt Pat ends up having disabilities, and I'm living with her. And that's what really, that and the ODC is what helped me get to a better place on it. My friend Jeremy Osborne, too. Shout out to Ozzy, who had cerebral palsy, and I ended up, he was the first kid's house I ended up spending the night with over out here in Wisconsin. And him and his family helped a bit. But I bring all this up to say that it didn't happen overnight. It took time, and it took giving myself some grace as well as having some grace to learn and to understand.
Right, right. And I think, you know, this day and age, like, it's okay to ask questions as well. Yeah. You know, I think in the past, maybe people would stare at people or they'd laugh at people. And now it's okay to ask the person, you know, can I help you? Or, you know, is, you know, what is happening with you that I can be of support to you? Or, you know, I think people are just very much more open to asking those questions in order to support people and to include people.
When most fears or most those kind of things stem from not knowing. And if you get the information, you're less likely, not to say that there isn't still going to be prejudices or those kind of things, but we bring those numbers down the more information we share and the more understanding people give each other.
Correct.
This volunteer program, I'm somebody who's listening and I would like to volunteer. I would like to be a part of things, but I do play, I have like a small window, or I have this or this factor. This is what part of the volunteer program's purpose, it sounds like, is that had those individuals that want to volunteer but have like a crazy schedule or what have you, you're able to work with.
Correct, correct. Yeah, so we're really interested in people that can tell us when they're available and really what they would like to do, so that it does fit within people's schedules. So we've got some really robust goals of, you know, beefing up our volunteer program and looking for up to 50 volunteers just this year. So, yeah, we really want people to reach out and have those conversations around what they're interested in and what their availability is, so that we can, you know, put those pieces of the puzzle all together.
If it's something where you don't have a huge amount of time, they work with that. If it's, you know, a day of the week that you have free that you don't, this other one, I mean, find out. If you reach out, you find out, okay, no, there isn't anything available. That's okay. At least you know. At least you tried. Even that means something, I think, in this day and age.
Right. And I would say that we are being so creative that I would find it hard to believe that we wouldn't have something available for just about everybody.
It's also one of those things where people are always looking for ways to give back or put back into their community, especially in this day and age where I think there's a lot of people who appreciate that they've made it through the last couple of years, let alone are still walking about and everything. They want to give back to their community. They have some pride in that. Being able to go with the ODC, there's no nonprofit that isn't bad, that couldn't use your time and you shouldn't volunteer for. But a place like the ODC, it goes so much farther than I think some others. It also goes, not just for, I don't say that just for the community, I say that for the individual. I think for you, the person, what it does for your soul, it goes so far. It does so much for you and gives you more understanding and more empathy in this world that we live in and for the clientele.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we're fortunate to be in the community and have such great support and do what we do.
Is there anything in particular, any volunteer opportunity in particular that we want to highlight, or just want to just in general?
No, just in general. Wanted to make sure that the community was aware, and again, not just necessarily working with people with disabilities. It can be any, just about anything. So we just want people to know that there's lots of potential opportunities and to reach out to us. We also do have information on our webpage. So if you go to odcinc.com/volunteer, you will find a whole list of volunteer opportunities that could possibly be available. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Those are just ideas we came up with. We're also connecting with different businesses and organizations to spread the word about volunteer opportunities as well. So really want to make the most of, you know, the people power that's out there that has some time that want to give back and make a difference in people's lives.
We're going to help you spread the word. We're one of those organizations that's definitely going to help you spread the word about this.
Awesome.
If people, we'll get this information out again before we wrap up, Ann, but if people, as far as the volunteering goes, they do have questions, just send them to the website, like you said, or is there a phone number they can call?
So you can go to the website. You can call our main office number in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-424-2712. We also do have an email address, volunteer@odcinc.com. So feel free to send an email or go to the webpage. So lots of ways to connect with us. Send us a message through Facebook Messenger. Just reach out.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little Milkweed Market and some of the other ODC events coming up with Ann, from our friend from the ODC, here on Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. I have your host, James, and I'm joined by Ann Lepak, Director of PR and Fund Development with the ODC. And always good to see you, Ann. Thanks for being here again.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Really appreciate the conversation. And I love talking Milkweed Market. You know this. I love Milkweed Market. So that's where we're going to go next.
Yeah.
Because I want to. No, I'm joking. there's plenty of things to talk about over there.
Always things to talk about. And you're not the only one that loves Milkweed Market. Everyone loves Milkweed Market. So I guess I just wanted to share some things, you know, kind of the winter months, things slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So wanted to share that we've got some new hours for the store in April. So we'll be open on Wednesdays from 10 to 3 and then Thursdays and Fridays 10 to 5. We are going to be open now the first and third Saturdays of the month from 10 to 2. So in April, that'll be April 1st, so April Fool's Day, and then April 15th as well. We're having a spring open house on Thursday, April 6th. And then on Saturday, we're also going to be open on April 22nd to do a DIY Earth Day class.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And then also on Thursday, April 27th, we have Painting with Purpose.
Yeah, it's always fun.
A lot of stuff going on. And also beginning April 1st, we are going to have our baked goods available each Wednesday while supplies last. So a lot of things happening with spring here with Milkweed Market.
Let's go through these a little bit and get the dates and make sure people can mark these down if they want to. The open house is always a great one. I know your 22 fall open house was very successful. And, you know, going back to a little bit of what we talked about before about being, you know, people getting a little more reps around people with disabilities and more understanding. The open house is great for a lot of these kind of organic things that happen. The conversations that come up. Never know, might have some new volunteers coming by that don't even know they're going to be new volunteers yet.
Exactly.
It's got a lot of great things to it. I also encourage, even if you've been to the ODC, maybe it's been a while. You know, things have grown over there. Things have changed over there a little bit. And I know for me, I spent a lot of time over there over the years. I was there about maybe 6-7 months ago to pick up a shirt. And even things had changed in that time. And I was like, whoa, things are really cool over here. This is nice. It encouraged people to check this open house out.
Yeah. Again, our open house is going to be Thursday, April 6th. I would encourage you all to come. We'll have some... we'll just have some fun spring, Mother's Day baskets, things like that. We are going to also be doing another open house in the fall. It is actually our fifth anniversary this fall. So cool. Fifth year anniversary. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. So
that's insane that it's been 5 years already.
I know.
In some ways, it feels longer. In others, it does not feel like 5 years.
Correct.
Wow.
Right.
That's really cool, though. I mean, there's a lot to celebrate with that. Any small business, any business in general, celebrating 5 years, that's an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
But what a win this is for the ODC and most importantly for the clients.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is awesome because, and as we've talked in the past, you know, the whole store is really run by the individuals that we support. You know, they do have one staff person, but really it's run by individuals with disabilities. And so it's really great to be able to have these events so that individuals can get more exposure and experience and, really just, again, connect with the community.
Going back to when we were talking about the volunteering and how I thought it was insightful, the reaching to the volunteer and building that bridge closer to the volunteer, like, hey, what can we do that fits your skill set or what have you, not just throwing you somewhere because you said you'd volunteer. I think that's really insightful and smart. I feel a very similar thing here with Milkweed Market. For over a decade, the ODC spent a lot of time, I don't want to say trying to convince the community, just trying to confirm to the community to give them more data that, hey, our clientele are great workers. You want these kind of people in your shop. You want these kind of people working for you. And then to go around and say, well, we're going to just give you a great example of it in our building. Hey, if you don't believe us, look right down the block, right there, like a couple feet over and check out Milkweed Market. And you'll see for yourself how great these workers are, how hard they are, how well they run things and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So again, just kudos because it's a very smart, insightful way of handling this and a great example to the rest of the community. I don't think just with people with disabilities. I think just great work ethic, too. I think it's an added bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the DIY Earth Day? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So that's going to be another great day. So it'll actually be three Saturdays that will be open in April. But again, we always have great DIY projects that are related to Earth Day. We're having some for Easter. We had some St. Patrick's Day items for DIY.
People love doing this. They love making their own things. They love creating their own stuff. I think that that's a cool part of this. Also, is getting people out of the house.
Yeah,
we're stir crazy. We're dying to get out. Having these kind of things, and especially having them set up in April, very smart.
Yep.
Very good time to do that.
Yep, and we've got space right in Milkweed Market to do all of these activities, our Painting with Purpose. So again, it's just a great way for the community and ODC to connect. As you mentioned, volunteers, like right now, the people who are running Paint with Purpose are volunteers from the community. So kind of already gone down that road a little bit. But
I always love a good callback for one. But it is also a good note to show that. Okay, well, if you volunteer, look, there's an example of being able to use that skill set for this particular thing.
Right.
I think that's good that it comes full circle there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're real happy with our Paint with Purpose. They started out a little slow, but since we've kind of changed the format a little bit, the groups are filling up quickly. So,
good.
Yeah.
And good to know if you want to be a part of that.
Exactly.
Get in on that quick.
Yep.
If people want to, do people need to register for that?
They do.
Okay. So if they do, send them to the website?
Yeah, or send them to our Facebook page.
Okay.
And look up for the Paint with Purpose event.
Yeah.
That's posted.
It's a good way to do that. And again, you just type in your search bar, ODC, INC, ODC, and you should be able to find it pretty easily.
Yep.
And when you were wrapping up, what was the one you were wrapping up with there? Now I'm drawing a blank. You had three things there you mentioned after the DIY Earth projects.
So we had Paint with Purpose.
Paint with Purpose after that. There was something else I thought you mentioned. Maybe not. Either way, Paint with Purpose, that's coming up. When is the first one?
Paint with Purpose is April 27th.
Yeah, okay. And those are three Saturdays in a row. Keep that in mind.
Well, so... No. DIY is a Saturday. So there's two Saturdays we're open, April 1st and April 15th.
Yes.
Then we have April 22nd, which is DIY Earth Day. Those are the three Saturdays.
I was mixing them together.
Yep.
I apologize.
I know. And we do have flyers also with all of our events, and we can get that out on our Facebook page as well, so people can keep track of those dates. So.
One of the other things we wanted to talk about is certainly Paint with Purpose is great. The DIYs are great. These are all good. All of this also is building up on you know, Disability Awareness Month, which is March. March, of course, is a chance for us to bring some attention to these topics, to talk about disabilities and that, and really, I would hope, grow. Like, even if you feel like you know everything you can know about this topic or this subject, not only is there always things that you can learn, there's always an opportunity for awareness. There's always an opportunity for bringing things up. I started the show here talking about Anne's great sweater. It is a great sweater. But in more to the point, you with that sweater are showing that support. Are showing to people that don't know you work there, to people that don't know you or whatever, to just regular community members or what have you. That's fantastic. That's important. And it shows that awareness. That's kind of what we're talking about here a bit.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, it kind of start. It's a conversation starter, too. I mean, there's many days I wear an ODC shirt and people are like, oh, what is ODC? Tell me about it. And so it really just opens up conversation for us to share who we are and what we do. And the great work that they could come and volunteer and help us to do.
I really think that one of the ways that you can show that support or bring awareness to is volunteering, is being a part of this and being able to actually say, I helped with this at the ODC, to be able to, or I did this at the ODC,
right?
That kind of thing. That goes, not to say that, you know, donations and funding don't help, because it certainly does a great deal. We all understand that. But we also understand, I think, in this day and age, not everybody has that to spare. But maybe they got an hour or two to kill. Maybe they got a little bit of time they can. And go ahead and spend that hour with the ODC. See what happens.
Yeah.
And I talk to people all the time to volunteer there, and every one of them say almost the same thing. You go there, you spend an hour there, and you're not leaving anytime soon. You're going to be coming back. You're going to be continue to volunteer there. There are very few things in life that are as rewarding emotionally to your soul as volunteering. And then doing it with a place like the ODC, where the clientele and the people there are so good to you. They treat you. They're so happy to see you. They're so thankful that you're there and everything. You can't come out of that situation not feeling humbled and like your soul is full. Like you just had your soul just had a great meal.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Yep, you know, I've worked there for a long time, and every day I still, something happens, or, you know, I have a conversation with someone, and, you know, it just reaffirms, like, why I do what I do, yeah. Why ODC does what it does, because we really are making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, and I imagine, you know, especially on those, not every day is going to be sunshine. You're going to have days like we got right now outside and everything. They're going to have those cloudy days, those rough days. That clientele, that kind of feeling, that doesn't fade. That's something that, if you're fortunate, that can really keep you going and be your fuel. When it comes to volunteers are a lot of big part of that fuel too for the staff there. Knowing that you're not alone, knowing that you have people that are supporting you and the community supporting you. So whether it is volunteering, whether it is being a part of any of these events that we talked about or anything, that goes a long ways too. It doesn't have to just be in March that you're showing awareness, that you're showing appreciation or using you know, some of the great resources at the ODC.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
Before we let you go, let's wrap. Let's go back one more time and talk about the volunteer program and some of the positions that are available, maybe that you have there, or some of that we can give people an example of. Hey, if you know, there are these options available for volunteering at the ODC.
Yeah, sure. So at the end of the day, ODC is a business. We run a business, and so really the opportunities are endless. Whether it's in the administrative offices, reception, you know, of course we have accounting departments, we have finance, we have billing, we have, you know, PR fund development, we have just general building maintenance, those kinds of things. But, you know, really the heart and soul, too, is, you know, connecting with some of the folks that we support. Maybe you like to go hang out and shoot pool and you want someone to take a group of guys and go shoot pool. You know, you know, you can go out and spend your time doing fun things and sharing that interest and talent with other individuals. So the possibilities really are endless.
Yeah.
So I would say give us a call or check out our website, and everything's listed on our website. So
that website is odcinc.com. That's odcinc.com. And Anne, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about, is there a way to directly reach you?
Yeah, they could call the main office at 715-424-2712, and I'd be happy to get you connected with anyone that you need to talk to.
I always appreciate the time. Please say hi to everybody over there for us.
We'll do.
And we'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great.
Tomorrow on Morning Magazine, in part one, we'll have our friends from Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner, and part two, UW Extension's Jackie Carantini, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.